Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Joe Vardon. Athletic NBA writer, does a fantastic job. He'll join us at the bottom of this hour, so keep it locked for that. But for the time being, we're going to talk about Nikola Jokic and what an NBA Finals win would mean for him. Rob, Jokic was fantastic last night. 27 points. A game high, 27 points. A game high, 14 assists and 10 rebounds for yet another triple-double. And he became the second player, ever to notch a triple-double in his finals debut. He had a career or a finals high, 14 assists. That's the highest ever for a center. And his 14 assists were the highest ever in a finals debut. That includes Magic Johnson, Jason Kidd, and all the other, Bob Cousy, all the other fantastic point guards and others, Larry Bird, LeBron James, who have played in the NBA Finals. And Rob, this might be the most incredible thing. He did all that and took 12 shots. 27 points on 12 shots. He was fantastic, and he's looking every bit as good as advertised. And we've been giving him his flowers a lot lately. But let me ask, I want to get to this because I said before the series began, what's the day? Friday? It was earlier this week. I don't know which day. But I said that I'll preface it with this, but this really isn't even why, like, I'm saying it. But if Nikola Jokic wins this championship, I think he's better than Dirk Nowitzki. But
I saw that.
I think he's better than Dirk Nowitzki anyway. Yeah, I guess it went viral.
It went viral, Chris, yeah. Because I sent – did you see what I sent you from SI?
No.
Did you look at your phone?
You just said phone. It?
Yeah. It's just a headline. It says FS1's Chris Broussard. Look at it real quick. So, yeah.
FS1's Chris Broussard catching heat for aggressive Nikola Jokic.
Aggressive. That's what it says.
Yeah, so
Kyle
so,
Kuzma
look,
wants you fired, Chris.
Rob.
Kyle Kuzma wants you fired, Chris.
Yeah, but Kyle Kuzma, you can come on the show. Come on. You can come on
why,
the show.
Why does he want you? What'd you say about Kyle Kuzma?
Look, I ain't got time to talk about freaking Kyle Kuzma.
All right, I'm just
saying. Let's get to the point. I'm doubling down. Look, I have nothing but respect for Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk Nowitzki is a fantastic, all-time great NBA player. And he has a great championship. He has one. And it was
over.
But
it was big time. It was big time.
It was big time, but I say this not to take away from Dirk, because a lot of people might take it this way. But Rob, LeBron melted down. And that's why Dallas beat them, in my view. Now, I'm not taking that away from Dirk. I'm just saying that happened. But he has a fantastic championship because it was over the big three. But I think since then, people have overrated him. He's, of course, a Hall of Famer. He's, of course, a top 75 player. But I've heard people say he's top 20 or lower all time. I've heard people say he's the best power forward ever. And they're basing it solely on, but that's what you're hearing. I don't think he's better than Karl Malone. I don't think he's better than Charles Barkley. You want to argue Kevin Garnett? Okay, Garnett obviously better defensively, Dirk better offensively. But Nikola Jokic is better than Dirk Nowitzki. He basically, Dirk was a scorer. Dirk was a great scorer. But Jokic scores just as much. And then rebounds way better. Dirk's a seven-footer, never averaged 10 rebounds a game.
And an unbelievable assist man, Chris. He almost had a triple-double this year.
Yeah, I didn't even get to that.
I know.
Dirk never averaged even 4 assists a game.
I mean, he...
And you're going to compare... Like, Rob, it sounds like you agree.
No, I agree. I mean,
right.
this guy almost won 3 MVPs in a row, Chris.
Thank you.
He almost won 3 in a row.
What are we talking about?
I mean, let's not bury the lead and act like Dirk ever was even close to anything like that. Because it's not true.
No, you're exactly right. I'm shocked. I mean, it's fine. We love going viral, right? Whatever the case. But I'm shocked that people think this is, like, crazy. He's better. Watch the basketball. Again, he scores just as much as Dirk. In fact, Dirk, his highest career average, you know, for a season was 26.5 points. Jokic isn't even primarily a scorer, and in his young, brief career, he's already eclipsed that. He averaged 27 points a game just last year. And as Rob mentioned, the rebounding is way better. The assist, the passing is way better. He's, I think, the best passing big man ever. Some might say Bill Walton, who is phenomenal, but I would go with Jokic. And then Dirk wasn't great defensively. Jokic isn't great defensively. I think Jokic might be a tad better just because, you know, he's big and he's more toward the basket. So his size can, I mean, they're not good at rim protection, the Nuggets. But it's, you know, neither one, both of them have size. So you can say even though they weren't great defenders, it can nullify, you know, the negativity. And they're not a liability on that end of the floor. But I just, he's more efficient than Dirk. I don't even think it's a debate. I really, and that's not to slight Dirk at all. It's just clearly one guy does way more.
It's just that I think people, when you crown somebody, maybe Chris, is it premature? You think they're reacting because Jokic hasn't won yet? Do you know what I mean?
Could
it be that? Because everything else you're talking about is better. Like the numbers. But is that what it is, or is there some feeling of just, you know, Dirk beat LeBron when he had what I mean?
Okay. To me,
okay, tell me.
And we'll bring Rob G on. He's read all the comments.
Rob G, is that what it is?
But let me say this first. I think you hit it on the head. I think people are saying, and let's face it, maybe that finals was 12 years ago. So there might be some of the younger people. I don't know what the age of everybody, you know, that's weighing in. But some of the younger people may not even have really seen or watched that with a real basketball eye. Maybe they were younger then. But I think they are looking at it. There are some people, Rob, that put so much into a championship. And look, we talk about rings, and they do matter. But I'm not going to say necessarily just because a guy has one ring, and Jokic, we think, is about to equal that one ring and already has more MVPs.
Right.
But I think people are looking at just saying, this guy beat Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Chris Bosh in the finals. He's got to be like one, you know what I mean? I think that is why. But I think by the time Jokic just said, I think in a manner of a couple of years or a few years, couple is two, a few years, this won't even be a debate. Rob, I'm gonna keep it real with you. And I'm not saying Larry Bird is Larry Bird, right? But I'm saying I do think, like, the guy that, and let's just keep it real. We're talking about white players. I mean, Jokic is an all-time great player, period, regardless of race.
Right.
But Larry Bird is generally regarded as the best white player of all time, and I think I agree with that. I think Jokic could. I'm not saying he's better, and he's not better than Bird at this point. I think he is a lot like a seven-foot Bird, and I think that is the guy he's going to be chasing, not Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, I see that. I think there's a fondness for Bird and the era that he played into, Chris. Am I right? Where this era, and I'm not knocking anybody here, and all the European players have said it, they're all stated on the record, Chris, easier to score now than ever before, right? It's just this league is easy to score on. I don't know if it was that easy when Larry Bird was playing. Like, not this
they
easy.
They scored a lot back then, like now, but it was more physical.
Right. That's it was definitely. Sure. And I think that and some of the other
things. And the three-pointer wasn't a big deal.
It was only like you
Bird
needed
a
three,
Bird was a great
Chris.
Shooter, but rarely shot threes.
Only when you needed one, right? We need one. Let's get a three. Other than that, it wasn't like people were tossing it up. So I hear you. I don't think that it's I think maybe people just are Rob G has it. Let's hear what
Rob
people say.
Go ahead.
Because I'm guessing that that he didn't win yet and you're already crowning him.
No, it's less about Jokic. Because I think reading the comments, at least, a lot of it says, everything that Chris said about Jokic is true. He's great. He's putting up big numbers. And what he's doing against the competition is incredible. Where it seems to be that Chris is getting the most backlash is they're taking it as if you're tearing down Dirk to build up Jokic.
Okay.
Well, they point out the run that he made in that championship. And a lot of people think that one ring carries a lot of weight.
No, right. I agree.
It was an incredible run.
Let me ask you this, Rob.
It was.
Let me ask you this. I think that might be me saying Barkley and Malone are better than Dirk. Would you agree with that? Like, it seems like they may be reacting to that.
I think that you mentioned, you know, that if Jokic wins this championship, he won't be on KD's level, but he's already better than Dirk, and he'll be passing.
And you said
Barkley
he'll be passing Barkley.
So you're putting four guys already ahead of Dirk before you even get to Jokic.
I think KD is better than Dirk. I think Barkley and Malone are better than Dirk. Now, people are saying, I'm sure they're putting Dirk ahead of those guys because he got the one ring.
Right, and saying, well, how do you have Barkley ahead of him? He didn't even win.
Right.
But it's more than that. I mean, we don't even when we talk about the Jordan thing, and I know everybody thinks it's just the six rings, Chris, but we say it's not.
Right.
It's not just the six ring. That's the icing on the cake, don't you think?
Yep. I mean, look, you got to win. But there is a, and I don't want to take anything away from guys that have just one ring, but multiple rings is a lot different than one ring.
Yeah. And winning is important.
That's you got to win, of course.
I always talk, and that's why I always bring up, I know you hate when I do it, but that's why I always bring up Marv Levy. Like, they had a great team, Chris, they had a great run, but they didn't win. Like, doesn't that stump the Buffalo Bills? Like, really?
Yeah, my only thing is I don't think it means Marv Levy wasn't a great coach. I agree. You can only put him at a, such a level.
Right. He has a ceiling, right? Yep. There's a ceiling for him because he didn't win.
And I think, look, if a guy's got two or more rings, it's hard to put somebody with no rings ahead of them, you know, if he was the main guy. But just one ring, I mean, I just looking at Charles Barkley as a rebounder, I mean, that dude was freaking tenacious as a rebounder.
But Chris, people are saying that if you really look at the resumes, that Dirk's resume is better than Barkley's. Could that be the case?
He played longer, he has more total points.
Yeah.
It's arguable because Dirk was great. But in my opinion, I would take Barkley. I would take Barkley, but look, it's arguable. I will admit that it's arguable.
It's like all NBA 12-11 Dirk, right? What else?
Because he played and Barkley didn't play.
Both got an MVP, Chris, but right, one guy had the championship. Right? They both had one, so it's very close. And the only difference,
the championship,
is the championship.
I don't think it would be. I think if Dirk didn't have that championship, people would say it's Barkley. Yeah. And it's Malone. But that's fine. That's fine. If people want to give that championship that much weight, got no issues with it. But we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you think I'm tripping by saying Nikola Jokic is better than Dirk Nowitzki? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental health podcast. And each week, we try to help turn our mental health issues into mental wealth. And we dive in with everyone from the world of sports and entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. So each week, listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments.
where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the iCouple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. It's a Funky Flashback Friday. We are bringing you, taking you into your weekend. We hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Nicely done, Alice. Got to give you that sheet.
Oh, thank you,
I love that. Yes. 877-99 on Fox. Who's better, Jokic or Dirk?
All right, let's kick it off with Aaron in Virginia. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Aaron?
My uncle's from another mother. My brother's across the board. How are you doing tonight?
Come on, Aaron. That's so
What's
good.
Up, brother?
Oh, that's so
What's
good.
What's up, man?
Hey, I got to do my thing. But, hey,
another drop from another drop for Rob.
That's right.
Yeah. I need to call y'all to accounting real quick. Before that Lakers-Warriors series started, I said the Nuggets were going to sweep the Lakers no matter who won that series. Y'all remember?
Did you say sweep? All right.
All right, we'll give you love for that. We'll give you your props.
Absolutely.
I called it. And you know what? I'm going out on a limb. I'm saying Nuggets in four in this final series, too.
Well, here's the limb, because obviously the Nuggets look like the better team. Here's the limb, though. No team has ever swept both the conference finals and the finals.
Are you serious, Chris? Ever in the history of the NBA?
Rob G, double check it, but that's what we said today on First Things First.
I didn't know that.
So I didn't either. Rob G might
want to
check it. But yeah, that because Philadelphia, remember, Moses Malone, but they ended up
making it was a five in there.
They had a five in there. There have been a couple of teams that have, you know, the Lakers, right, with Shaq and Kobe, almost, were they going to go undefeated before Iverson won that game?
They won game one, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't think anybody swept the conference finals in the finals.
Okay.
That's a limb.
Aaron, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so go ahead, your take.
Yeah, I think Nikola Jokic is a better player right now, but I think Dirk's legacy is greater, and that's why people have a hard time picking him over Dirk right now. I just think that championship against the Heat, people view that as one of the greatest championships of all time.
No, I agree.
Yeah, because Dirk had a bunch of role players. You know, he didn't really have any other superstars with him. So, but I think eventually Jokic will definitely pass. I mean, Dirk, he's a much better player all around for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt. Appreciate
and
that,
look,
Aaron.
He's only – Jokic is what, in his eighth year, ninth year, something like that? So I get that, of course. That's why it's so hard. You kind of want to wait, but I just think Jokic watching just better.
Yep. Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drake?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, the Joker is inching close to Dirk Nowitzki, but he's not there yet because he hasn't sealed the deal with the finals. It's looking promising. I'm never counting.
So what if he wins this finals?
Okay, then I can put him maybe close on par. He hasn't done enough. Listen, don't sleep on Dirk. 14.
So it's just basically he hadn't played long enough.
He hasn't played long enough. Okay. And Dirk did it for 14 years as an All-Star. Four times he's All-NBA first team.
Of course he's not going to be able to match Dirk's longevity numbers.
Right, because he hasn't
played. Look at their game. Who's better? Look at their game, Andre. Who's better?
their game. I'm not giving it to Joker because Dirk was filthy. And let's go back to Dirk.
Oh, come on. He wasn't this filthy.
He didn't average almost a triple-double.
Right? This dude is making a triple-double like mundane.
And in the playoffs, I mean, how many triple-doubles does he have?
I'm with you. If you want to say you can't give it to Jokic, yeah, longevity, fine.
But not
but
off
don't
of
sit
right.
there and tell me his game just isn't better than Dirk's. I can't.
You have to give some credit to Mike Malone and that system in terms of how his number. You know, he's a great player, yes, but he plays in the perfect system as well that highlights all the great things.
You couldn't have that system without him,
right? He is the system,
right? And Rick Carlisle's a great coach too. That's how Dirk won his championship with Carlisle.
All right.
Good call though. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on a Funky Flashback Friday. Joe Vardon will join us in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest does a fantastic job covering the NBA for The Athletic. We welcome in Joe Vardon. Joe, what's up,
man? What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. It hasn't been too long this time. I was just on not too long ago.
I know. Right. Hey, you dropped so much knowledge, we had to bring you back, man.
In reality, we had a cancellation, Joe. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Joe. I'm kidding.
That's right.
That was a good one, Rob. I'm kidding. The rare good one for Rob Parker. All right, Joe, before we get to the finals, let's look at some of this coaching stuff. Frank Vogel, 5-year deal, about $6 million or so a year. We saw Nick Nurse kind of went elsewhere. Doc Rivers, reportedly pulled his
name out. He was in the Suns, right?
Vogel with the Suns. Do you like this hire? Do you think the money, it's talked that Vogel he's a guy that cooperates with the front office and real collaborative and lets them, have more of a say than some coaches. You think that stuff has something to do with it? I think it's a good hire. I like Vogel. But do you think all of that has something to do with it as well?
Well, I think Frank just wants to coach the team, for one, and he wants to be back in the league. He's got a superstar now with Kevin Durant. As of now, I mean, he's got size with Ayton, and he's got an upcoming transcendent player in Devin Booker. I mean, who wouldn't want this job? Frank never should have been fired from the Lakers. He had done a great job there. They took away from the kind of team that he took to the finals and won, a defensive-minded, big, bruising team that shot threes. I mean, that was the formula, and Frank won with that, and then the pieces and parts were stripped. So I do like this hire. It's an interesting point that you're bringing up about the collaboration. Sometimes new owners and, they want to get in and they want to be hands-on, and James Jones is still there. We'll see how that all plays out. But I think this is a positive development for Frank and for the Suns.
Hey, Joe, Chris and I talk about it all the time, the bad team tax. Did the Pistons pay the bad team tax, in getting Monty Williams? He's a good coach. But the deal that he signed is astronomical. The highest paid coach in NBA history. I can't get over the numbers.
Rob, I think – I'm going to go away from bad team tax and say, like 1-year hiatus tax. He was going to go a different way. He was going to take the year off. He's got some personal things going on this summer that took him away from Team USA. So he was looking for the break, and this is the price that the Pistons had to pay to get him to come back to work right away. So I would say that. I mean, I think, there's some reasons to be excited with some of the pieces in Detroit. Very young group, and he's definitely a mentor-type coach. I think it's a good fit. But, yeah, I mean, he was going to go away for a year. They needed a coach now. And so you pay the extra money to make sure you get your guy.
I get that, but that's a lot of extra money. I mean, I'm just, and it's funny because Frank Vogel, in comparison, who won a championship, you know, basically got paid in food stamps compared to Monty Williams. I mean, it's a huge difference. Monty has a 6-year deal. Frank has a 5, and it's like $35 million difference.
That is true. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, when I heard Frank's numbers, I'm like, okay, that is the champion's tax, right? Like, it's
right.
At least, you know, and I'm like, okay, this sounds good. And then, the Monty number is crazy. You know, Michael Malone the other night or last night here in Denver said he needs to hit Monty up for a loan. but yeah, they had to do it. You know, I mean, like they've got some guys they like. Now it's time to get that next coach. You know, Dwayne Casey moved on, as we all know, into the front office. And, I mean, if you don't pay now, then you probably don't get a guy like Monty Williams. And they really like what he brings.
Joe, what are you hearing, if anything, and if not, what's your take on what Adam Silver said last night about Ja Morant and that situation?
Well, Chris, I'm glad you brought that up because I just came from an event with him. And a few of us had the chance to talk to him more about this. And the conversation I thought was enlightening. The story is up just now at theathletic.com. Talking to Adam about why Ja is in so much trouble, given that he has not broken laws. You look at the state of Colorado, there were no charges filed. There wouldn't be any charges to be filed in the state of Tennessee. Right. You don't need a permit. So on and so forth. And Adam gave a very good answer talking about, how the NBA is a private group, private business, and the various rules and rights and regulations have been collectively bargained, and he has the authority to set standards and to uphold those standards, and that Ja's behavior didn't live up to the standards. But the more interesting thing to me was he's saying that this is a gun safety issue and not gun control, not politics, whatever you want to say. This is about gun safety. And he's describing Ja like holding this gun the way he was, wielding it the way he was in the Denver nightclub. He declined to say if the gun was loaded. But he did say last night that they had uncovered additional information.
Right. Joe.
Go ahead. That's interesting.
Joe,
some interesting stuff.
And the other thing, too, that you brought up about he didn't break any laws or whatever, but neither did Donald Sterling, you know, like, and they forced him out, right? He didn't break any
laws.
And that's the thing that I try to explain to fans when they bring up, well, I didn't break any law. When you're in a league and there's a CBA and there's a commissioner who ultimately rules, you don't have to break any laws. We saw the NFL. Who was the quarterback from Terrell Pryor? Got suspended for tattoos. Remember he traded in some gear for tattoos in college.
Rob, I wore my Ohio State sweatshirt to the silver thing today. I'm just having you know.
but you know what I'm saying, Joe, right? I mean.
I do. And you know what, guys? Adam brought that up as well. He said he didn't say it by name, but he said there have been other cases where players or governors, so the one you're talking about, were punished without having broken a law. And that is what's going to happen here. I thought Adam was more clear today than he has ever been that Ja's facing something further. And we all drew that conclusion last night. But then what he said today, if you read the comments, like he lays it out what Ja has done wrong.
How about what are you assuming? Is it half a season? Is it more than that? Is that too severe? Because I'm just feeling half a season.
I think so. I mean, but what do I know? I don't know. I mean, when they did...
Arena's got 50 for bringing a gun to the, you know, the facility.
But you can't do that.
Right, right.
You just can't do that.
That's worse. I mean, as bad as what Jack did.
It is worse. And so I don't know about 50 games. I mean, I just, you know, because there's the thing about the laws, but then also, like, if the behavior is worse and more dangerous than we even know at this point,
right?
That's bad. You know, I will bring up that there have been a number of incidents, either these two Instagram videos or accusations levied against Ja and his friends that he has denied wrongdoing in, but they all involve guns, all of them. And so you do get into the situation where when Ja Morant seems to get in trouble, whether it is warranted or not, a gun is involved. And Adam clearly feels that something has to be done to change this behavior.
Joe, we got about a minute left. When you talk to Adam, obviously there has to be some punishment. You have to, you know, have discipline in this situation. But also, I mean, I'm one, and I don't think I'm alone when you saw that Instagram post from Ja about his parents and his baby girl and bye, and even, you know, some of the comments he made before that about stress and pressure of his life. Like, I'm actually concerned about his mental and emotional well-being. Was there any talk with Adam about that? And is that a concern for the league as well?
I mean, when I saw that, I had lost my breath. Like, I was, like, sick to my stomach. Oh, my gosh. Like, you know, I just covered the Grizzlies through the Lakers series. Like, to see that was, you know, it shook me. And, yes, Adam did say, beyond whatever punishment is coming, we all, league, team, Ja's friends, they all need to do better to put him in a better position. And some of that falls on Ja, but they all do. So, I think that's clearly a hint to some of the things that he's dealing with. And, you know, you obviously hope that he can turn the corner on this.
All right. That is the great Joe Vardon.
Joe, that was great. We're going to have you on again, man. That was awesome.
maybe tomorrow or Monday.
That's right.
Sounds good, my guys. Thanks.
All right,
man. See you. Shop Talk is next. All right, couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, It's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment. We discuss something happening outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us courtesy of Hollywood, as they all do. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Robert De Niro had a young newborn daughter earlier this year at the age of 79.
Oh, my God.
And didn't want to be outdone. His buddy Al Pacino, at the age of 83, got his 29-year-old girlfriend pregnant again. So they're both going to be having children right around the age of 80.
83 and 29, really?
That's the Rob Parker dream right there, is what that is.
You know?
So, I wonder, no, she why, would be too she, old I wonder for me. Why she's interested in him.
Well, they have multiple kids together.
I mean, still.
He's a hot.
Chris. Come on.
He's a catch, Chris.
Does it have anything
He's
to do
a great
with money?
Actor.
No, it's like.
Absolutely.
It's just like he won't be around long. She'll still be in
no,
her prime.
No, I know, but oh, you're going to get paid.
What?
You're going to get paid.
Well, okay, so here's the question,
guys.
You
got a kid by him.
What do you find more acceptable? The 80-year-old father like De Niro and Pacino or the Nick Cannon route, I got 12 kids with six different women? We'll start with you, Rob Parker.
The only issue I have with the Nick Cannon and the 12 kids is that, and I don't have kids, nieces and nephews, and I know how hard it is, Chris, to raise kids. Can you really give 12 kids enough love? And you know what I mean? Like,
Well, certainly not when there's six different mothers.
You know what I'm saying, Chris? Like, that's the only issue is, and forget about, I'm not talking about financial, okay? He might be rich enough to have that many kids and they're all going to have a good life from that standpoint. But I just wonder about that, the other part of it. Because it's more than that. Kids don't care about money. Kids want attention, and they want you to be involved in their lives. Am I wrong, Chris?
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. You know, in my my views, of course, are shaped by my faith, in my Christian faith. Neither is acceptable to me. But, you know, if you're 80, Nick talked about Nick Cannon, and I totally agree with that. But even when you're 80 and 79, 83 and 79, not to, you know, God bless those guys, and I hope they live much longer, but you're most likely not going to be there
right
to raise that child. And even if you are, you're not going to have any energy to really be in that child's life to the degree that a parent you would like a father to be. So it's just, you know, I don't really agree with either situation.
Who's 83? Pacino?
Yes.
So the only good thing about it is they save room on the sleeping quarters because the kid and Pacino will both be in the
crib. Jeez Louise.
What about you, Rob G? Where you at?
I'll tell you what. I would much rather have. Look, Rob's killing himself right now. He can't even do the show.
He needs baby oil.
I would much rather have 100% of my dad for 10 years than 5% of him for 50.
So you saying
I go the older guys.
Yeah, but first of all, and again, I don't want to predict it, you know, but 10 years. And if you're that age, now they look like they're in really good shape. Obviously, they're in pretty good shape.
Right.
At that age.
Yeah, no
but
kidding.
You know
and if they're able
right,
to,
but you know what I'm saying? Like,
produce.
That's, I mean, it's tough, man.
Alex, you know, where are you on this?
This is so simple. This is just another case of people with too much money, way too much free time, no accountability, no respect factor. Just people having children just to have children because, one, they can afford it. Two, it's something to fill the void in their life. And three, why not? That's what it comes down to. It's sad. It's despicable. And it's probably a big reason why society keeps crumbling the way it is. CB, I'm with you. I don't even need to bring in the religious aspects to it, Chris. It's just sad to see people having kids that don't want to have kids. And you can't prove me otherwise.
They certainly don't want to raise
that's
the
what
kids.
I'm saying. Right. You're 80-something. Or 70, whatever it is. Bro, you're going to be 90 by the time they're 10.
Right,
like, what is that even for a child?
Right, no doubt.
You're a grandparent.
You're right. You're right. It's, and it's just crazy. Now, Nick's had said a few years ago, he was done, right, having kids?
For
and
now.
It seems like he's had a few.
No, didn't he say he wanted Taylor Swift to have his next kid or something like
recently,
that?
Recently, but I thought a few years ago he.
That's 12.
That man is the Terminator. He's
that
never
was maybe
stop.
After nine or something like that. Maybe I'm mistaken.
12 kids is unbelievable. In this day, I don't care how much money you have. That's a lot.
You can't. Well, to your point though, right? What you can't do is meet their emotional.
You can't.
Needs.
It's not possible.
You can meet their financial needs.
Right.
You just can't. It's impossible to meet their emotional needs. All right, we got an hour left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.